Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on March 25 regarding Terrence, T-E-R-R-A-N-C-E, Washington. Terrence Washington is a 49-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/26/21. It appeared he was standing on an incline behind a lift gate. It appeared he opened it and the pallet fell onto his foot, then thrust him backwards. Period. He indicates he did experience loss of consciousness as a result. Period. He believes he injured his left ankle and Achilles tendon, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be final diagnoses of broken ankle and a torn Achilles tendon. Period. He's treated without surgical intervention. Period. He has completed his course of active care. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Washington was pulling a pallet off of a lift gate and injured his head, comma, shoulder, comma, left leg, and ankle on 1/26/21. Pre-treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 1/26/21. Period, he was taking out the lift gate from his tractor trailer and it kept rolling towards him. Period, he got caught on the chain and flipped upside down. Period, he had a helper who helped him out. Period, he complained of pain and swelling in the lower leg and ankle. Period. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the left ankle. Period, he was rendered a diagnosis of a left ankle sprain and initiated on conservative care with medication, comma, brace, comma, and physical therapy. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks and remained symptomatic. Period. On 5/5/21, he underwent an MRI of the left ankle to be inserted here. Period. He came under the, under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz on 2/16/20. Period. He repeated x-rays to make sure his syndesmosis was well reduced, and it was. Period. His impression was left ankle sprain with multiple contusions and non-displaced fractures. But he kept the petitioner in a boot for another few weeks, and physical therapy was put on hold. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz through 8/17/21. Period. He was doing much better and was essentially back to work full duty. But he was able to heel and toe walk as well as single leg hop. But he's mainly doing jogging at that time. But he felt that it had been effective at weaning himself back into the workforce. But he was discharged from care to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. He had eyes, ears, normal macro. Extremities, upper, normal macro. There were striae on the skin around the left shoulder. Extremities, lower. There were healed scars on both lower legs. There was an oval-shaped hyperkeratotic, hyperpigmented scar measuring 3/4 of an inch by 1/2 of an inch overlying the left proximal medial shin. Period. There were similar scars on the right lower leg, but were less hyperpigmented. Period. He was tendered a palpation about the left Achilles, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee and ankles normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal, and gait normal. Impressions. On 1/26/21, Terrence Washington fell out of the lift gate from his truck. appeared to have seen at Concentra the same day. Period X-ray showed no significant radiologic findings. Period he was initiated on conservative care. Period he followed up and participated in physical therapy, but remained symptomatic. Period an ankle MRI was done on T521 to be inserted here. Period in the paragraph, he also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period he had the petitioner where decreasing types of footwear, period. The last visit with Dr. Lipschultz was on 8/17/21 when he was doing well and was discharged from care, period. Physical exam. He ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assistive device to do so. Period provocative gait maneuvers were negative. Period had full range of motion about the left foot and ankle, where provocative maneuvers were also negative for internal derangement. Period examination of the head and shoulders were unrevealing. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the head or shoulder. Relative to the statutory left foot, I would offer 5% permanent partial disability. Period. The findings from his MRI can be inserted here. Period. And that is the end.